It's battle line communications. So we can ask for reinforcements in the battle for souls. We're in a spiritual battle, and the losses are eternal. So Jesus is now sending us out. But finally, there is a price to pay. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, "I am sending you out as sheep among wolves." And in Matthew 24, "You'll be handed over to be persecuted, to be put to death, and you'll be hated by all nations because of me." And Peter, later on, wrote the same thing. "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed, when he's praised at the end, when he's worshipped." You see, suffering is not just the price of doing mission. It's actually God's method for getting the job done. We may not like it, but it's the way God has chosen to work. Suffering is God's strategy for victory among the nations. Jesus won his victory on the cross through suffering, and so must we, his people. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says, "They," that's the faithful believers, "they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death." For many of our Christian brothers and sisters in those closed countries, closed people groups of the world, this is their daily experience as they even attempt to hold out the gift of life to those around them. Throughout church history, the blood of the martyrs has been the seed of the church. We sit here as the fruit of the blood of faithful people who stood up in centuries past that we might have the right to hear the gospel and worship freely. But if this seems too hard, just remember, the global cause of Christ cannot fail. Jesus said, Matthew 16, verse 18, "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." God has a plan, and we have the privilege of being part of that plan. Will you go, or will you stay?